Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. As we finish the 24th week of ordinary time, at least as the working week goes, and let us seek to know you, love you, and serve you, and let us be docile to your grace, especially as we learn of the teaching coming from St. Paul to Timothy. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are looking at today's first reading, and this is a powerful reading for our times. One of the things we want to look at is, first of all, a strong confusion that often comes when we see this particular reading, because it begins with teaching masters of slaves how they should treat those slaves who are Christian. Now, people have taken that to mean, well, there it is, St. Paul supports slavery. No, he doesn't. What he's actually saying there is understanding that this institution existed at the time. There was no way he could stop it, and if he could stop it, he couldn't stop it tomorrow. So what he did is he said, this is the way, if you're going to live the faith, this is the way you're going to live. And that is, you can't look at this as masters and slaves. You have to look at this as brothers in the faith. So that's what he's doing. And people will say, well, this is blessing slavery. No, it isn't. It's recognizing that there was no way that this institution was going to be changed by St. Paul overnight. And so in the meantime, this is what we do. It would be kind of, and actually yesterday we were talking about Matthew the tax collector. It would be, we'll go 500 years. Oh, why don't we make it 1,000 years into the future? And we'll say there is no more income tax in any country in the world. And as you may, if you've dealt with someone who comes from a country where they don't have income tax and they go, what? Wait a minute, I made this money and now the government is taking some of it? And I go, yes, yes it is. That's the way it works here. And you will find some people come from governments that don't have income tax. Well, let's go 1,000 years in the future and no one has income tax, right? Doesn't exist. All right. And so people are reading our documents from now and they go, those people believed in income tax and therefore, and you name any group, the Republicans or the Democrats or whomever, the Green Party or whatever, whatever party or whatever group or even whatever religion you wanted to name, they believed in income tax because we see in these documents, there are statements about paying your income tax. Well, name me one person or organization that can stop income tax tomorrow. Just name me one. And you're not going to be able to name one. So now the next question is, how do we respond to the government's demand for income tax? We do what the government says. And that doesn't mean that people are dancing through the streets of the United States saying that people are paying their income tax because we support it or we want it or this is what we want. And I'm one who actually likes to pay my tax. I'm never one who goes and tries to get the latest tax deduction. Actually, I pay the standard deduction. But tax deduction, because I actually hate that when I walk into an office and they do that. We'll find you pay the least amount of taxes. Excuse me. I like the fact that my tax money goes to support what I use. So sorry, don't do that. But if you imagine people dancing through the streets going, we're paying income tax, isn't that wonderful? That and thinking that must have been the way the people were 1,000 years ago. We're talking about our world 1,000 years in the future. 1,000 years ago, because we see in these documents, they loved income tax. No, no, no one could have stopped the process. And therefore, just because the documents are there in whatever organization doesn't mean that people were dancing through their cubicles saying we pay income tax. So you understand what I'm saying. So the same thing plays itself in the institution of slavery. Yes, it was happening. This is Paul giving people the instruction of how people are supposed to treat one another if you are Christians and there is slavery, but it doesn't mean that this is a support for the institution. So you understand where that goes. And a lot of people are going to use that, say, that's what they say. Well, if you want to believe those people, go ahead. But that certainly is not what is the truth. So we look at that. But there is something else that comes in that reading. And of course, you can find it in your favorite daily missal for Friday of the 24th week of ordinary time. And that is about those who are practicing their faith in ways that are not in accords with what St. Paul teaches. And this is something the Pope has been brought up to the Pope, and the Pope has brought it up as well, going on in this country where people are practicing their faith in ways that are forbidden by St. Paul. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And you can also connect to us directly at the parish at ST, Saint Anthony Alston.org. That ST Anthony Alston.org. That's how we're spelling saint in that URL, stanthonyalston.org. So we're talking about this really powerful teaching of St. Paul, where he calls people to turn away from arguments and disputes and having fights over what the Lord is teaching. And it says right there that those people who do not agree with the sound words of Jesus Christ and his religious teachings are conceited, understanding nothing. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have discussions of what Jesus actually meant within the community and everything else. That's not what it's talking about. It's this issue that we're dealing with here in the Catholic Church with these reactionary groups that are basically acting in ways that are completely against everything that is taught in scripture and tradition and saying, I am right and they are wrong. It's very disturbing. And you can find this is St. Paul's teaching to Timothy have nothing to do with those people. And it's happening. And this is something the Pope has brought up. This is a very serious issue. Some of them are even bishops. It's a very serious issue in our church. And what we're called to do is follow the traditions of the church. This is kind of an interesting thing I noticed, and I'm kind of noticing this more and more. But it was a picture of a priest who was kneeling and people saying how much they wanted to have an Orthodox priest. That means, for those of you who aren't familiar, they're not talking about Orthodoxy, Christian Orthodoxy, or Orthodox Christianity, rather, which is the Eastern Church that has separated from Rome, or they will say Rome separated from us. It was a mutual excommunication. No, we're not talking about that. They're talking about people who they want priests who promote right teaching. Well, obviously, and anything that I teach is what the church teaches. And if I teach something that isn't what the church teaches, then let me know. And I will check it out and find out if in fact what you're saying is true. I will change the teaching right away. But you notice what they're saying is we want Orthodox teachers. They're not saying we want, or Orthodox priests. They're not saying we want holy priests. That's a disturbing message when they say that. So they want priests who will give them the right message, but not priests who are living as Christ called us to do. It's essentially what they're saying. They may disagree with that, saying, well, I didn't mean it that way, but that's what you said. and understand that. And what we're looking for is people who will seek to lead others and inspire others to holiness and seek holiness on their own. And this is important. And obviously, you're looking for people who give right teaching, but not right teaching without the whole sum of it all, which means to live the gospel as we're called to live the gospel. So that's an important thing. So anyway, those are some things that we're looking at in light of that. And it's a powerful teaching coming to us from St. Paul to Timothy, where he really rejects all of that that uses the basic teaching and scripture and everything as, I like to use as something to bonk people over the head with, saying this is the way you're supposed to live and you better live like that. Paul says, do not live like that. That is selfish, conceited, it is evil. And this is something we're seeing in our country today within certain reactionary Catholic circles doing exactly that. So be aware of that. We're going to talk more on Monday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed weekend, and we will see you on Monday morning. See you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.